Dictation for Margaret Rosario, March 8, 71. Address as a letter to Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, France, F-R-A-N-T-Z, P-A, Ninke, N-I-M-K-E-E, Clinic, 775-4680. Dear Shelley, follow-up for Mrs. Rosario, advanced renal failure, progressive, lightly diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, comes accompanied with a daughter, last visit in October. Since I saw her October, next day or same day was admitted to the hospital in Clare with a diagnosis of chronic pancreatitis, acute exacerbation from prior alcohol abuse, did not require any invasive intervention, the CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, the pancreas was normal. Since that visit, she's been in the emergency room at least four times with a new diagnosis of left-sided mastoiditis, for what she has been given a few days ago, November 15, antibiotics by Dr. Chomchai, C-H-O-M-C-H-A-I. With Steph Dinier, C-E-F-D-I-N-I-R, for 10 days. As well as Flonase, potential ear tubing in the future. I have reviewed above records extensively. She complains of anxiety, nausea, no vomiting, denies esophageal reflux or pressing abdominal pain, has constipation, she is blind, so we are not aware of bleeding, there is no diarrhea, has frequency at least three or four times at night, plus daytime frequency, urgency, minimal incontinence. She is not aware of infection in the urine, has chronic dyspnea, but no orthopnea PND, not using any oxygen inhalers or SIPA machine, denies smoking, denies sputum or cough, no chest pain palpitations, no syncope, although because of her blindness, some trauma to the forehead, she walked to the wall, she's trying to do low salt, other review system negative. Next paragraph. She did not bring updated medications. I review with her medications at the time of discharge from the hospital. That included aspirin, Coric, Lasix, Norco, long-acting insulin Lentas, Prilosec, Diovan, Renvela, Next paragraph. Present blood pressure high, 170/78 on the left side. She's blind, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, overweight of the abdomen, no major edema, non-focal, except for the blindness. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From November 13, when she was in the emergency room. Anemia down to 8.3, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV of 85. Most recent creatinine around 2.6 to 2.8. Representing a GFR 19 to 21, potassium in the upper side 5.3 with a normal sodium, elevated chloride, mild metabolic acidosis around 21, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, corrected calcium normal to low. At that time, troponin not elevated, lipase normal, magnesium normal, normal C-reactive protein, although elevated sedimentation rate. Urine shows 3+ of protein, which is chronic, 1+ of blood, red bacteria, 5 to 10 white blood cells. I do not see phosphorus. Back to October, was not elevated, less than 4.8. The last iron levels, October, ferritin 132, saturation 25%. Alcohol in that opportunity not detectable. There is multiple imaging, the most recent one, November 13. Normal liver, gallbladder absent, normal spleen pancreas, kidneys no obstruction, no stones, no urinary retention. Next paragraph. The most recent echo is October. Ejection fraction normal at 62, no major abnormalities or minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney abnormalities. Presently stage 4. Changes happen around February 2023, facing potential dialysis, we discussed that she needs to educate herself and family about her different options, from no dialysis to in-center dialysis, if family willing to help, consider home peritoneal dialysis, the need for an AV fistula. Blood tests will be done at least monthly. She's going to need EPO treatment. Presently, electrolyte, potassium acid base stable. Phosphorus should be part of chemistry in a regular base. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Dialysis is started based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. Previously, diastolic dysfunction. Right ventricle considered normal. Probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Continue pressing medications, including ARB Diovan. Blood pressure needs to be checked at home. Plan to see her back on the next 6 weeks. Continue educating patient and family. End of dictation. This was a prolonged visit by reviewing records and discussing with patient close to an hour.